Hello, and welcome to the CLS Market Intel call for the week of May 18th, 2020. I'm Chase Eichenberger, Senior Client Portfolio Manager at CLS Investments. Joining me is CLS's Chief Investment Officer, Mark Pfeffer. Mark, today we'll get us started by reviewing the major market events of last week and what to look forward to this week. Mark, take it away.
Thanks, Chase. Good morning, everyone. Hope everyone had a nice weekend. It's actually nice weather here in New York. So last week, U.S. stocks reversed the increase from the week before. It posted its biggest weekly decline since March. Weak economic data and escalating tensions between the U.S. and China more than offset hopes that treatments and a vaccine might bring an eventual end to the health and economic crisis. However, as we're seeing here Monday morning, positive news on the health crisis and a vaccine is helping the market and has more than reversed the losses from last week. So on the week last week, the S&P declined more than 2%. Small caps, which had starred for three straight weeks, fell more than 5%. Growth again massively outperformed value. Commodities were down more than 1% despite the 20% rise in oil prices. REITs were destroyed last week, falling more than 9%. On the international front, those stocks also declined. EM stocks fell less than the U.S. market. They declined 1%, and European stocks fell about 3%, led by banks. We saw some comments from Chair Powell suggesting there's still plenty of that the Fed can do and have more in their toolkit to endure the economic shock of the coronavirus pandemic. He also did an interview Sunday night, which also I think helped futures this morning. U.S. Treasury yields generally declined last week on the worse than expected economic data. Fed funds, in spite of comments by the Fed not wanting to go below zero, they are expecting and pricing in negative yields for next year to take those short-term rates below zero. And in terms of economic data this week, important releases will include housing starts tomorrow, the Fed minutes on Wednesday, and the May preliminary PMIs on Thursday. Have a good week, everyone, and I'll turn it back over to Case. Thanks.
All right. Thanks, Mark. Now on to the review commentary for this week's. This was written by CLS Associate Portfolio Manager Michael Haddon, as well as Quantitative Portfolio Manager Jackson Lee, both at CLS. In the first section, Michael writes about the diversification benefits of owning agricultural commodities futures contracts in a portfolio, and particularly during the season. It is an important time of year for these commodities, as corn and soybeans are in the middle of the planting season. The commodities really have held up well during the volatility of this past year, which was good to see those benefits there. And positioning right now from the market is extremely negative for corn, which has actually historically led to strong returns going forward. So there's many ways you can play those in a portfolio, and he talks about that. And in the next section, the final section, Jackson really talks about how family life and how it correlates to investing. From panicking and losing sight of the long-term objectives, Jackson gives us a unique perspective on investing and how to overcome some inherent biases we all have. For more detailed look at those topics, I definitely encourage you to read this week's Weekly 3 commentary. And that was the CLS Market Intel call for the week of May 18th, 2020. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you again next week.